The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
My husband Otto shovels food in his mouth like someone's going to steal it from him, and I don't know that he'll ever stop. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
Said husband, DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A. Oh, your mic's not on, Ann.
Oh, no.
Hey, there you are. You there?
Yeah.
Hey.
I go by Anthony A.
Hey, we're just testing, make sure you're awake.
That's one way to do it, Jack. Yeah.
So we've been spending a lot of time at the hospital. Hospital is a very clean place. It is a very sanitary space. And Otto and I have to go eat at the cafeteria. So he comes back. He's like, I got us a snack. I said, what'd you get? He said, I got popcorn and cheddar mixed together. And I'm so excited about it. And we're walking back to my mother's room, and I'm watching him take handfuls of this popcorn and try to get it.
I was eating and walking at the same time, okay?
And we're walking by, and the custodian, the gentleman, walks by us, and Otto tries doing this, and the popcorn just spills all over the floor.
And to make it worse, I stepped on it.
Oh, man.
And the guy had just finished sweeping the area and mopping. So, I mean, I wouldn't have felt bad if you picked it up and ate it.
And automatic is like, you're like, what, 6 foot? So
yes.
that's like a 5'10" drop from your mouth to that. And it's going everywhere. You're making
it went all over.
And the custodian, you could just tell. He was like, and
he was cool about it.
Sorry. He's like, no problem.
He's like, you're not even a patient, dude. You're just clear.
I'll say something. I'm definitely paying to be there because they got a parking garage racket going on over there.
What do you mean?
Every time I go there, it's $20. And day after day after day,
it adds up.
And so what happens with these people who can't afford to go see their people in the hospital?
I mean,
at $20 a day, $100 a week,
that's a lot of money. We were talking about the fact that it costs a lot of money, and we kind of budgeted. I said, okay, we're going to be here this many days. I literally said that, and I packed a lunch.
Yeah,
because we were eating at the cafeteria.
It's literally costs us at least $50 a day
if
just to be at
the
hospital.
What's up with the popcorn?
Oh, we just packed it today.
I just packed it today.
That was, yeah.
No, I packed it today.
So I'm going to make a mess out of her room today.
Yeah, he's going to go right back into that room and make another mess.
Yeah, it is a lot, though. So, I mean, I can see how you guys are packing lunches after the fifth day of parking and paying.
Oh, anyway, yeah, we packed a lunch today, and inside I have even more expensive food items. I decided to boil eggs.
Oh.
And last night I was thinking, can we afford this?
did you guys clear that with your mom?
I was going to say, out of all the things to bring to the hospital, to a very small room that already has some odors going on, we decided to bring boiled eggs.
No, we're going to take it to the lounge and eat it there, where everybody takes their lunch.
Oh,
there's a lounge, and they have salt and pepper and everything there that they provide.
Is it like a break room situation, like the lounge?
It is, yeah. And there are other people in there, like, how about the person who talks on their cell phone, on speakerphone, in the lounge room?
Stop talking about me in front of everybody, Otto.
I'm not talking about you. There's another lady.
I realize that. Yeah. But I was doing that. I'm the person that does that. It was a joke.
I'm a speakerphone talker, dog.
Yeah, me too.
Sometimes I feel like I'm more boss, like when I'm on my speakerphone and I'm giving commands or
somebody. Who is this guy?
Yeah.
What kind of meeting is he in today?
And in reality, I'm just talking about mom.
Or it's a bill collector or something. Like, I'll pay you next week.
Oh, man, I'm praying for your mom for the.
Thank you.
Well, mainly because you guys are taking boiled eggs to her room.
What do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
It is National Cat Day.
Hey, you're a cat dad.
I am a cat dad, and I love it. I didn't think I would ever be a cat dad, but I am the cat dad
now. I have to tell you, Anthony Automatic asked me for a cat backpack for Christmas. Oh. He's going to take
one that has a little bubble on the back that he can bring him around.
He's going to take him to the park on a bike.
I'll reserve my comments.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A 13-year-old girl was walking to school in her own neighborhood when a man came behind her and attempted to kidnap her. This is audio from News KHOU.
I want you to take a good look at this guy right here. He tried to kidnap a 13-year-old girl who was walking to school this morning.
Gosh.
And the girl says the man grabbed her from behind as she was walking to Central Middle School. Police later found this surveillance video shows the man had been following the girl for several blocks grabbing her. She managed to bite him twice and break free, then run to her school to get help. The man took off.
So obviously you can't see the man, but we will post it. Now I go to @ Dana Cortez on Instagram, Dana Cortez Show, Instagram and Facebook, and we'll post the video. So scary that he followed her that long and she didn't notice.
Yeah. I've been in a situation like this before when I was in elementary school. I had a guy who followed me to school, and I ended up having to run from him. I ran to a house. I knocked on the door, and they were like, what's going on? And I was like, there's somebody trying to steal me. And so they let me come
in. Otto, they believed you right away, though?
Not right away, but they did eventually. She was like, wait, what? Because it was an older woman. She was like, wait, what are you
Maybe
saying?
Maybe she didn't understand what you were
and
saying.
And I said, there's a man who's trying to get me into his car. He's trying to get me right now. And she was like, oh, what are you? And so I finally explained to her once again. And then she let me in. She let me use the phone. I called the school. And then they called my parents. And then they called the police. And then they all came and got me and then took me to school. And it was a big deal for that day. But it was weird going forward because, and I'm not trying to make light of the situation, but we found out that the guy lived really close to one of my aunts.
Oh. Did they arrest him or anything?
No, they never arrested him. They never did anything with him. I would see him. I would see him occasionally.
Yeah, I'm sure you were scared to death. How old were you?
Probably like 7.
Just a very different day and age back then. Today, people are much more aware with cameras. I mean, and thankfully, this girl fought the man off.
Yes.
She fought him off. She bit him. She kicked. She screamed. She bit. That's what we need to teach our kids to do. Fight. No matter what, because otherwise we'd be talking about a missing persons case instead of a young girl, a 13-year-old, who escaped the clutches of some strange man. And then she ran to school, and right away, school called police, and they did a backtrack. Like, the police took her back, her and her family, they walked back and kind of did a retracing of her steps, per se. I always used to talk to my girls about being safe and yelling. If someone comes near you, scream at the top of your lungs, this is not my father, this is not my mother.
She did the right things.
Yes.
Screaming, biting is exactly what you should do.
I don't have children, but I mean, this girl, yeah, she's very resourceful and so defiant. And so God willing that she's okay and everyone's fine. But they still teach stranger danger, right, to everybody. I remember that was such a big thing growing up when I was a kid.
I'm pretty sure we had talked to her the other day. I think I actually asked that question. And someone called us. Someone just hit the phone lines and said, yeah, I learned about stranger danger. And this is different, though, because he'd been stalking her. I keep thinking, I never pay attention to my surroundings, which is not something you should do. You should be, you know, very aware. And so for him to come behind her and grab her like he did, he's wearing a ski mask. The whole situation is just spooky. But for her to have the wherewithal to fight back at only 13,
no.
A full-grown man.
I applaud you for right now saying that you don't always pay attention to your surroundings.
I don't. It's horrible.
Me either. And I think it's gotten worse with us as a society. Because
you're staring at your phone.
And also, I got these new air-canceling AirPods. Dude, I almost got hit by a car yesterday walking to the park because I was all dumb with my... I can't hear anything.
Yeah.
And this guy literally is honking at me.
You couldn't hear anything.
To the other side of the street and I seen him with his window rolled down. He yells at me and says, hey, man, pay attention. And I was like,
you're
God. But like, it's funny to me. That it was really scary when it happened because I didn't think anything of it. I was just head down, looking at my phone, AirPods in, not paying attention to literally a car next to me. So just, man, again, just I don't want to say shout out, but just my thoughts and positive vibes are with this young woman.
Oh, of course.
And stood up to this man. And
I just saw an update because you were like, hopefully she's okay. According to police reports, and her family said she was not injured during this altercation. Yeah, because like I said, who knows? You know, I think maybe he freaked out because she fought. Teach your kids to fight, bite, run, and scream. That's what authorities say to do if they are approached by a stranger.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I disagree with what Justin Bieber has to say about what he constitutes is being unfaithful. And why I disagree? Because if he is right, then automatic is constantly unfaithful.
Oh, come on now.
No, let me explain after we get famous people's birthdays, Anthony A.
We have Tovlo celebrating her birthday, Tracy Ellis Ross, Gabrielle Union, and Winona Ryder.
Okay, so Justin Bieber said this about what he thinks is cheating, which I do not agree with.
It's the same thing as actually doing it, committing adultery or whatever.
Yeah, yeah,
like, it's the same thing. So it's like if it even just crosses your mind for 1 second.
If it even crosses your mind for 1 second, Justin Bieber, you're the biggest cheater out there then. Nobody can control their mind 100%. That's why people love Eminem, because he speaks what is in the back of your mind, which you never want anybody to think of. And Otto watches grown-up movies sometimes.
We didn't have to talk about this.
Is he thinking about me the entire time? Of course not.
Of course I am. What are you talking about?
If that was the case, you wouldn't be watching those grown-up films. So Justin Bieber, oh my gosh, you are something else, sir.
So you're saying that adults are thinking, and if you have one thought about somebody, you're...
That he said he was cheating.
Oh, there you go, dude. All right. Well, that's one way to get him off your trail, Justin. So on a way to derail
him
a little bit.
I'm like, what are you talking about? He's lying. I know.
I wonder if he learned that from his preacher that was cheating on his wife.
Ooh! Automatic. Say it. Cheating on his wife and his girlfriend and his side chick, too.
Oh.
He was cheating on all of them. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All three. Was that too much?
It's a little bit.
I'm not the one that cheated. Not the one that cheated. I think that he's being dishonest, and he is. This is why I think his mother is concerned about him. He is saying all these things to make himself look good, to make his marriage look good. And I do think he's happy. I do think he's got a beautiful wife and a beautiful child. But to say that is 100% a lie, because our minds wander, and it does not mean that what you're thinking you will ever do. Sometimes you can think the craziest thoughts, and never ever would you act on them. And we're all human. We have thoughts that are imperfect.
I agree with you on that, and I think that's a solid. I think the majority of people would agree with that stance too. I also feel like maybe Justin Bieber is new to live stream, so he's just saying stuff a little bit provocatively.
Twitch was he even on?
His
own. Yeah, he's a live streamer now.
He's live streaming his. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
How many people were watching that?
Oh, millions.
Millions. Justin Bieber just became the, Speed and everybody else. Just step aside.
He definitely will take over for sure. I didn't think about that, Anthony. He wants people to see him as this happy, perfect person. And if you even think about somebody else, you're, honey, come on.
Oof. I don't think Justin Bieber could ever surpass Speed.
You don't think so?
Stuck on that.
You're going right back to that.
Yeah, not at all. I don't think so. That's a good. That's interesting to see where this goes.
I don't know. I don't think Justin Bieber is faithful.
Oh.
Well, in his terms, I don't think he's ever stepped out on his role. No, in his terms, I think he has thought about other people. I think he has seen a woman and thought she was pretty.
I feel like he probably just told his wife, I was never thinking about Selena when she was getting married to Benny. That was all just made up. And that's why he's trying to cover his tracks now.
What was the song that Selena Gomez wrote about Justin Bieber? Because he called her the night before he got married.
It's called Ring.
Yeah, I received your message. All 23. You know I'm Jordan with G-O-A-T.
Man, so he called her 23 times before he got married.
Wow.
So that's why he's saying all he's
saying. Yeah.
He's trying to prove he's in love. And hopefully he is, because he's got a beautiful family. And you got to be happy for him and Selena Gomez. All right, do you have impure thoughts? Do you think that thinking about somebody else constitutes as being unfaithful? I say it's BS. 877-730-DCS1. Call or text now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We want you to win some free Dana Cortez Show merch. Let's play Who's Lying?
Yeah.
Woo! Call us now. 877-730-DCS1. And of course, the phone lines are lit up. We have Miss Sabrina. Good morning, Sabrina. How are you doing?
Woo!
Yeah. Let's play Who's Lying? So listen, I really want you to win. So I'm trying to send you all the ESP vibes I can, okay? We're going to tell you a little bit about ourselves. Myself, Dana Cortez, my husband, Automatic, and our best friend, Anthony A. And if you guess correctly who it is, you win the free DCS merch. All right? It's like a relationship. It's like a first date, Sabrina. Here we go. So, Sabrina, again, my name is Dana Cortez. And my mom, she actually loved Halloween. My Nana, not so much. I lived with my Nana until I was like 8 years old. So I went to live with my mom, girl. I had the best time. We would decorate the outside of our apartment.
Ooh.
And then when she bought a house, she would go all in. I loved it because I got to be Wednesday. Remember the scream masks? I got the scream mask. That was one of my favorite times of the year because my mom would just go all out.
Oh, man.
Sounds great. DJ Automatic here. I wore a pirate costume every single year for Halloween. My mom was not as creative as Dana's mom over here. I would get a tinfoil sword. My mom would put eyeliner on me for some reason. Then I would wear one of my mom's blouses, like silky blouses. And then she put one of her silky scarves on my head. And she would say, you're a pirate. And now looking back on it, I think I was kind of a sassy pirate.
Hey! Nothing wrong with a little sass.
Okay? Yo, what up, Anthony? And Halloween was actually a dark moment for me and my mother. There's dark memories of her putting herself through community college while raising two young boys. But yet, when we went to the Spirit Halloween store, I pleaded and begged with her for a $75 Crypt Keeper mask. And she said, Anthony, if we buy this mask, we're going to have to eat ramen noodles for the rest of the month. And I said, that's good. I like ramen noodles. So I got a spanking, but a week later, I got my mask.
All right, Sabrina, somebody in this studio is telling a lie. If you guess correctly, you win the free DCS merch. You can choose between a hoodie or a t-shirt. Who's lying?
I feel like it's you, Dana.
You're right! Sabrina, you're right!
It was the only story that wasn't drenched in poverty, so...
Trouble!
Exactly.
I just realized I was a sassy pirate as a kid.
You really were. I know you were. And you really got your mask.
Yeah, I got my Crypt Keeper mask. Honey, and I wore it twice.
I talked to my mother last night about this, and she said, "You are lying." I said, "I know, Mom. That's the point of the game." She only bought me one costume. We didn't have a lot. And it was the last one left at, like, I think the dollar store. I was the Hulk. Trash Bag Hulk. It was horrible. It had one of those rubber bands behind the mask.
That would snap immediately.
Oh, and my hair. No, it was just ripping my hair out all night long.
Please tell us you had fun Halloween growing up.
What was your favorite costume growing up, Sabrina? Do you have, like, a memory of a great costume, like a Halloween memory?
So I was Hermione Granger one year, and I really liked that.
Hey, that's amazing. Yeah. Yes. That's one of the best costumes ever. So, and so creative as well. Man, Harry Potter.
I don't know who that is.
Harry Potter.
Oh. Yeah.
How do you not know who that is, Otto? You know why? Because you're a sassy pirate.
Sassy pirate.
Exactly. Sabrina, thank you so much for listening. Hold the line because our producer, Jack, is going to get all your details so you can pick either a hoodie or a t-shirt. We love you. Thanks for making the Dana Cortez Show your new number one.
Yeah.
Love you.
Congratulations.
All right, if you want to play Who's Lying, all you have to do is call us. 877-730-DCS1. Woo, congratulations to Sabrina. You could be winning some free merch, too. All right, we'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You ever had your food delivered? I mean, most of us have at least once, right? One of the biggest companies doing this is actually waiving their fees. And Otto will explain why in food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
It's scary for me to say this, but it looks like SNAP benefits, which are, this is what is given to people who cannot afford food.
Food stamps, basically.
They may not be distributed on November 1st. So right now, the thing you can do to stretch those dollars is buy foods like beans and rice, canned goods that cost a little bit less and they last longer. Because unfortunately, that's the only advice that I can give you besides going to the food bank.
They're already going to be stretched now, especially with the holidays coming up. I can't believe we're in this place right now in this country where we're spending hundreds of millions of dollars on things that don't matter, yet we're going
to... Like building the East Wing at the White House?
That part and a million other things we're spending money on. People are going to literally go hungry. Children are going to go hungry. Elderly are going to go hungry because we're not going to be able to get back and run a government.
And I didn't realize how this affects the economy and it puts an even deeper strain because those benefits go back into the stores, which pay employees wages, which the money goes to the farmers and so on and so on. This is a horrible, horrible strain on an already suffering economy. God, please let these people get back to work and get these benefits out. Food news, DJ Automatic, which falls in line with what we're talking about.
Yeah, DoorDash is waiving delivery and service fees for SNAP recipients during November. So how you're going to do this is you're actually going to link your SNAP EBT card to DoorDash, and then they're going to give you a promo code, and when you place your order, they'll waive all the fees.
Immediately, I thought about elderly people. I used to deliver Meals on Wheels. Now, some obviously will not be able to even afford food to have delivered, but for those who can, this will help them stretch their dollars as well. And shout out to all the local businesses that are stepping up.
Yeah, there's a lot of local restaurants that are stepping up.
All right, Anthony, what do we have for National Day?
Today is International Internet Day. All right, on this day in 1991 is when the World Wide Web was available for the public.
Oh, the WWW.
Do you guys remember the first time you got on the World Wide Web?
I don't remember the first time, but I remember the first time I went into a chat room. I spent 13 hours on that chat. I was like, what is this? It was addictive to me.
We probably met there first.
Probably, Otto, probably.
One of my first memories on the internet was actually going into my stepfather's fantasy football league. So yeah.
He was one of the originators of fantasy football.
I was raised on fantasy football for, that sounds not good, but.
I was going to say, okay, what do you
have next?
But
it does explain why you're pretty good at it.
And we also have National Hermit Day.
If I didn't, you know, have to work, I would never leave home. Oh. I love home. I am a hermit. by nature.
Sometimes it's hard for me to get Dan out the house.
Oh, I curl up on a couch and stream and eat.
Ooh.
But I got to pay for the food. Oh. We just talked about that a little earlier. Yeah, I love being at home. It's my favorite place in the world.
One of my favorite things to do is to be able to wake up without an alarm clock. Just chill throughout the morning. Oh, it's the best. But nevertheless, we're going to wrap it up on National Cat Day.
Oh, kitty cat. You're a cat dad.
I am a cat dad. Shout out my little baby kitty, Lord Oliver Cromwell. He is an amazing little guy. I mean, he has caused a couple problems this past week or so, but it's because we have house visitors and he's just not comfortable. And we're going to get past that.
Otto gets home every day and this cat will just get up on his hind legs and Otto has to pick him up and hold him like a little baby.
That's crazy because Automatic was the one who didn't want to get
him.
Didn't
want the cat.
And now, I'm not going to lie, we're in love.
And now he's like, give me a cat backpack for Christmas. Oh my gosh.
The ones with the little bubble on the back. Can you see me now?
You can't wait.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.